This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can listen to all of our stories as well as watch our televised interviews. Tens of thousands of faculty and staff at 23 California State University campuses across the nation's most populous state may be getting ready to go on a historic five-day strike in mid-April. The impending CSU strike, if it happens, would be the largest strike of university employees in the nation and could impact schools that serve nearly 500,000 students. An independent report released this Monday ruled in favor of staff demands for a 5% pay hike, saying that the state school system can't afford it. The CSU system has so far refused, offering instead a 2% increase. Talks have stalled since the summer. My guest is Antonio Gallo. He is an adjunct professor of Chicano-Chicana Studies at California State University of Northridge and co-chair of faculty rights at the California Faculty Association at CSUN. Welcome to Rising Up, Antonio.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, before we get into what's at stake, what this report means, et cetera, tell us what has led up to this moment for those who haven't been paying attention to everything that has been happening until now. What sort of actions have already taken in place in the lead up to a strike in April in terms of protests and walkouts? And I understand that the vote to authorize the strike took place late last year.
That's correct, Sonali. So let me give a context of where we're at. In 2007, the CFA, the CSU, bargained for a contract. This is probably the best contract that the CFA or faculty of CSU have ever received. Then we had the economic crisis, of course. Once we had the economic crisis, for many years, 4 or 5 years, faculty never received a raise. In fact, we took a furlough. We took a 10% furlough so that we could save jobs of other faculty members. So we understood the importance of keeping the CSU going. We understood the importance of our students. We understood the importance of our students of color, so we decided not to ask for a raise. Then, after the economy started getting better, we felt that this was the time for us to be now receiving a raise. We have our surplus in the state budget. We have our surplus in the CSU budget. So now we're asking is that we get compensated for all the sacrifices we did for the last 10 years in order for us to get now a modest increase in our wages.
And so the administration has said that it will give you a 2% increase. So what is at stake? Is it that salaries have just been depressed for too long, that CSU employees have been, in financial trouble? People have been struggling around the country, of course, and many employees, many workers are struggling because they're just not getting raises. How exactly are CSU staff and employees being hurt?
Well, that's it, right? That we haven't received raises in over 10 years. And as you know, in California, it's very expensive to live in California. So with the cost of inflation going up and our salaries staying stagnant, in fact, because of inflation, faculty members are actually losing money or the dollar that they have isn't worth as much as it was 10 years ago. So a lot of our faculty members have gone to food banks. We have some faculty members or many faculty members who are losing their homes because they're unable to pay the mortgages. We definitely have many faculty members who are filing for bankruptcy. And some faculty members have gone back home to live with their parents. It seems like, our parents are better off than our generation is. And that's something that needs to stop. We are the only state employees who haven't received a modest raise in over 10 years. The only raise we have received in 10 years is a 1.65 raise.
Now, the LA Daily News editorial board published an op-ed that criticized the strike, and they cited this figure, the lowest pay level at CSU for what most people think of as a college professor, tenure-track assistant professor, is over $72,000 a year for less than 10 months of work. And of course, we know the media often try to cast unionized workers as being already way too highly paid, but how do you respond to this statistic?
Well, faculty members aren't paid that much, and if when there's an average, right, there's some people who are making a lot less than that. So I contradict that, but from our stats, from what we have, the average faculty member, a tenure track faculty member, makes about $52,000 a year.
Didn't CSU receive a $217 million funding increase last year? Couldn't that be used to pay for salary increases?
that could be used, and they also have over $1 billion in reserves that can also be used for the salaries.
$1 billion in reserves?
$1 billion.
What are they reserving it for?
For an emergency.
Okay.
And I don't know what an emergency looks like because we haven't had one. But we think this is an emergency. We think that faculty members should get a 5% raise. It's only fair. We confer the most degrees to people of color. We are the ones who get people of color into a middle-class society. If it wasn't for the CSU or the People's University, a lot of us, like myself, probably wouldn't have been in the middle class.
Did you get educated at a CSU yourself?
I did. I am an alumni of Cal State Northridge.
And you now teach there yourself?
I do, yes.
What about low-paid instructors like adjunct professor? I understand you're an adjunct. Will they also benefit if the raise is granted?
Yes. Fortunately, tenure-track faculty and adjunct faculty are in the same unit, same bargaining unit. So if we get 5%, everyone gets a 5%.
Now, one op-ed in the Sacramento Bee brought up a point that they would like to see, quote, an end to the maddening Me Too clauses that force CSU to give other bargaining units a raise when the faculty gets one. Californians, according to this op-ed, should be able to offer competitive pay to professors without automatically paying more for support staff. What do you think?
Well, you know, the CSU bargained for those contracts. We didn't bargain for the Me Too contracts. CSU, they're the ones who, with the other union, says, okay, whatever the CFA gets, we'll give you. So it was their bargaining. It was in our bargaining.
What do you make of this report that came out on Monday? It's an independent report by a mediator who took a look at what CFA, this California Faculty Association, justification for asking for 5% raise. And she ruled in CFA's favor, saying that this 5% raise is eminently reasonable and that there is money for it. How much does this boost your position?
Well, we're hoping that it boosts us tremendously. Right now, I think in order for us to win this fight, we really have to get the public involved. We have to get the public to call the chancellor's office. We have to get the public to call politicians. We have to get the public to call the governor and pressure the chancellor. We know the money is there. At no time during the bargaining process has the CSU or the chancellor said, you know what, we can't afford it. What they're really saying is that we are not the priority in the CSU system.
How historic would a strike be? And we're talking about a 5-day strike. We're not talking about a traditional indefinite strike, a strike where if you don't get what you ask for, you don't come back to work, right?
Correct.
So how historic would this be? 5 days, 23 campuses, nearly half a million students, with no classes. What sort of message are you trying to send?
Well, this is the first time in history that the largest institution in the country has gone on strike. So what I tell folks is that you should be on the right side of history, right? This is a very historic moment. And some people have mentioned to us, well, what about the students? Are the students going to suffer? Well, the students are going to suffer more if we don't get quality faculty members at the CSU. And the way you get quality faculty members in the CSU is that you have to pay them what's fair, what's just to them, right? So there was a study done not so long ago that as a CSU in the 1950s, or when the CSU started, we had the highest investment in higher education. As the CSU started diversifying itself a little bit more, the investment to the higher education has actually gone down. So why is that, correct? So our focus is that because we serve the highest number of people of colors, we think there's a correlation to that.
And also, faculty are relatively diverse, although I know that students are demanding even greater diversity in faculty, right?
Correct. Well, we're not as diverse as people think we are, right? I think the last study that we did, maybe people of color, maybe it's 10%. And if you look at the CSUs,
10% faculty of color at CSUs?
Yes. And wow. If you look at the population of the CSU, it is not 10% people of color.
So student population.
Correct.
Student population is significantly higher. Is it even more representative of people of color than the population at large of the state?
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, California now has more Latinos than even whites.
That's correct.
What role is Governor Jerry Brown playing in all of this? I mean, you know, he is supposed to be a liberal. The taxpayers are, you know, he knows the taxpayers support higher pay for faculty. Is he on the right side of this?
Well, he hasn't said anything much, and I hope he comes out soon because this is his father's legacy, right? His father is the one who actually implemented CSU. So we're hoping he comes out and says something. In fact, I just read the LA Times where he was actually in favor for the $15 raise increase. So he seems to be on the right side, but he hasn't come out and said anything as far as the faculty of California.
And you're referring to the fact that California is basically on the verge of an agreement to increase its minimum wage, state minimum wage, to $15 an hour, a story that we've also covered on our program here, just as one of the unions succeeded in putting that measure on the ballot. Let's also talk about the fact that the Cal State University system is, it seems to me, going the way of other public universities. I want to sort of step back and take a broader look at what we seem to see, at least in California, and I think nationwide as well. A lot of public schools, which are supposed to be publicly funded and serve the public, seem to be going the way of private schools, where they're increasing student fees, decreasing staff salaries simply by not giving raises, but also then increasing administrative salaries, this sort of corporate model of running a university like a corporation. Do you think the CSUs are being run in that same way?
Definitely they are. We've seen that historically, right? As you mentioned, we've seen the salaries of the administration goes up, but we've seen the salaries of faculty members stay stagnant. We've seen the growth of student population at the CSUs, where we've seen no growth in faculty salaries. So they're definitely using the corporate model, right?
Salaried staff and professors are having to teach bigger classes, but not get the kind of pay raises that would normally go with that.
That's correct, and they seem to be going into this, you know, fast food restaurant business, right? Where you get them in, get them out, get them in, get them out. Not trying to teach them critical skills that are going to be used for them in the future.
How are students suffering when faculty don't get paid enough?
Well, they suffer because faculty members have to go and get jobs somewhere else, which means that less time they get to spend with their students, right? We have to maintain office hours, but at the same time, we also have to be able to feed our families. So if, let's say, a lecturer or an adjunct faculty who has to survive and has to teach maybe two or three or four classes and can only teach one at a Cal State Northridge, they may have to go to Dominguez Hills or they may have to go to USC and teach an extra class, which means a driving time that's going to take them to get from one campus to another is going to seriously affect the students as far as faculty member getting back to them.
And are students showing solidarity with faculty in what's coming up in mid-April?
They definitely are. In fact, I just had my class yesterday ask me, can I give them some T-shirts so they can join us in the front line?
Wow. I understand that that student unions at various campuses have at various times marched in support of faculty as well, right?
That is correct, because they understand the future, right? They're one day may want to be professors, and they want to make sure that they're also paid adequately and fairly.
So is the strike going to happen? How likely is it that it'll happen? I'm sure there's still time between now and mid-April for CSU to come and say the independent mediator was right. All right, we want to avert this 5-day strike. We're going to grant your pay raise. And if that happens, I'm assuming then the strike will be off, right?
Correct, right? I have a T-shirt on. You can't see it, but it says, I don't want to strike, but I will, right? It's in the power of the chancellor's office to stop this strike if they come and say, okay, you know what? You guys have suffered long enough. You guys deserve a 5% raise.
So there's still time for CSU to act. And if it doesn't act, there will be a 5-day walkout of 23 campuses across the state of California, the biggest such strike in the nation, affecting nearly 500,000 students. And that will be starting April 15th. Can you give it those dates?
That's correct. The dates are April the 13th, 14th, 15th. And 18th and 19th of April.
So they start April 13th. Are you hoping that Californians that live near a state's CSU campus turn out to join you on the picket line?
We are hoping for that. In fact, we have a lot of support from the businesses and local communities in the area.
Right, because if you guys get paid more, you'll spend more money and it impacts the economy as a whole.
That is correct.
Well, Antonio, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and best of luck to you. We'll certainly be monitoring what happens with the strike. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
I've been speaking with Antonio Gallo. He is an adjunct professor of Chicano-Chicana Studies at California State University in Northridge and co-chair of faculty rights at the California Faculty Association at CSUN. This is Rising Up with Sonali. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can listen to all of our stories as well as watch our televised interviews. I'm your host, Sonali Golhatkar.